Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Jane Dicker hanging out here on a Friday afternoon after she was off for a couple of weeks doing some international travel. And I do thank you for taking time to accept my text message, which probably arrived in the middle of the night when I was all panicked about my Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I mean, I was relaxing.
And, that was a crisis, Jane.
And
really
yeah, well,
is.
the ding, 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 and I'm like, oh my, and you said crisis. So
and I said, jumped. I don't care where you are in the world.
Yeah.
This needs attention.
And you know what I did? I went online and I got
God
them.
Bless you. God bless you. They'll be delivered any
friend.
Day now. Frank Cusumano is with us this afternoon. Where do we start? There's lots of sports going on. Let's talk about that football game last night. Holy moly. You had two quarterbacks who are over the age of 40 that looked like they were playing in their prime, Frank.
Yeah. I'm not shocked about Aaron Rodgers, who's looked pretty good all season long. But for Joe Flacco to make those throws, really good. And it's also a nice luxury when you have T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You know, he targeted Ja'Marr Chase 20 times last night.
I know.
I don't know if that's ever happened in history. That is insane, but it was great to see Flacco look good.
Well, it was smart, and they had a rhythm, you know, going there. And did you see the video, Ethan? Have you seen this video today where Rodgers hits Freiermuth on that one big touchdown, and then one of the offensive linemen sort of jumps on Aaron and knocks him down and falls on him, and then Rodgers gets up and he's pissed about it. He's like
happy.
Yelling at him for knocking him down. That might be the most entertaining thing I've seen. The Milwaukee Brewers don't appear to be heading toward the World Series, Frank, do they?
No, and it's a shame. And I'm not just saying this because I know you're a Brewers guy. I mean, rooting for the Dodgers is like rooting for Elon Musk to make more money. But in this series, they've thrown three guys with a combined payroll of over $650 million.
Wow.
It's insane. So good for them. We're real happy for you, Dodgers. You spend more than anybody, like $220 million more than the Brewers. So you're going to win the series and you'll move on. But you never know what could happen in this next series. Because I thought the most interesting thing in sports last night was 41-year-old Max Scherzer, the Parkway Central grad, somehow turning back the clock, throwing a ball 96 miles an hour, 5 2/3, 5 Ks. I mean, it wasn't a dominating performance, but when the manager, John Schneider, decided to, you know, wanted to come out and take him out, Max said, like, no way, get the hell out of here. And when I think about this, I contrast this with Sonny Gray, who tells his manager after four innings, can I come out, please? You know, he's 35. So Max is one of the great all-time competitors. He's the greatest pitcher ever from St. Louis, with apologies to Mark Burley and Jerry Royce, but he's a Hall of Famer. He's something else.
Frank, this past week, we finally, you know, we'd heard rumors about it. We finally saw Yadier Molina take to social media saying that he was interested in officially getting into coaching, managing, whether it be in the majors, in the Mexican League, wherever it may be. How are you taking all of this in? What does anything here in your mind make sense for the Cardinals, or do you think that they'll steer clear?
Well, I'm probably going to be wrong on this because I've been saying this for a while. When you've made $167 million and you are a first ballot Hall of Famer likely, I just can't picture you in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at 11:30 a.m. on a 7 o'clock game hitting fungos. I just can't. But if he loves the game that much, and this is to be a coach. Now, maybe with Albert and the Angels being a manager, even though he has no chance to win, that's a little more plausible. But to be a coach and make $150,000, which is great for almost all of us, but not for a guy with $167 million, I don't understand it.
Hmm. What do you think about it? Look, there was all this hype last week. I did end up going to the game. It was a compelling game. They played crappy Alabama shouldn't have won the game, but they did. They did play better. But now we got to go to Auburn, and, you know, there's this assumption because, you know, Mizzou's pretty good. Auburn's not so great. But it's a road game, and it's really the first road game, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't count the 11 a.m. scrimmage, intra-squad scrimmage at Lindenwood in August like they've been saying all week, okay? It is. And I tell you, the implications of this game, Mark, are really, really significant. Because if Auburn were to lose this game, Hugh Freeze would be 0-4 in the SEC. He could be fired on Monday.
Yeah.
If the Missouri Tigers lose this game, they could be out of the college football playoff by 9:45. Because I can't anticipate them going 5-0 with that daunting schedule down the stretch. So this is a huge game. But Mizzou's got dudes, but so does Auburn. I mean, Auburn should have been up 17-0 on Georgia. It was a one-score game in their other top 25 losses. So they're a fine team. They just have been unlucky, and they've been just come up a little short.
So the Blues are at home tomorrow night. City's at home as well. They got their final game, so a busy, busy weekend downtown. Not to mention high school bands competing at the Dome, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Blues game's interesting because they've had these just colossal failures where they've been outscored 13-3 in their two home games. They made a couple of line changes, and Logan Mayhew, their promising young defenseman, is going to watch the game from the press box. Coach Montgomery says sometimes you can learn some things from the press box, so he's clearly sending a message. I'm not worried about the Blues. They're 2-2. I think they'll come out and play well Saturday.
All right. Well, listen, Frank, what's coming up on Sunday night? What do you got scheduled?
Okay, we've got an interesting program. Garry Kasparov is arguably the greatest chess player in the world. We're going to have his fascinating story. He's also a fearless critic and feared for his life for his criticism of Vladimir Putin. Ron Jacober is going to rehash one of the most famous interviews in Channel 5 history. This is the month that Harry Caray got fired. We actually went to the old Bush's Grove, which is now a spa, to do the interview with two Schlitz cans of beer in the background. And then we have one other really cool thing, which I can't think of it. Oh, Cam Jansen in studio talking Blues hockey.
There you go.
Cool.
You got it in there. Have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll talk on Monday.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, take care. Jane, you have a great weekend, too.
I will.
All right, we'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.